Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Elevate Your Soul podcast. This episode that I am recording today, I've been wanting to make for a very long time now because I think it is very important that people understand the difference between extroverts and introverts. And I feel that this is important because it helps people get a better understanding of themselves and other people and just how they are and maybe why they are the way they are. And learning about extroverts and introverts really helped me, you know, learning which one I was and why I'm that way. It made just a whole lot more sense to me of why I am the way I am and why, say, my two sisters are extroverts, why they are the way they are. So I want to make this episode to give you guys a bit more clarity of the differences between extroverts and introverts, because I feel like a lot of people also misinterpret the differences between extroverts and introverts. And they think that introverts just never like hanging out with anyone and they always want to be alone and they're really like awkward and they just like write poetry all day. And people think that extroverts are like these people who have so much confidence and are just like, yeah, look at me. I want to be on stage and just like fucking rock all day long. Like there's just like this broad idea of like these two extreme examples of what people usually think an extrovert is and an introvert is. And it's funny because when I ask a lot of people, what do you think you are? They're like, oh, I'm definitely an extrovert because I don't like being alone all the time. Or they'll say, oh, I'm definitely an introvert because, you know, I don't like being in big groups of people, whereas they might just have a self-esteem issue. And once they have more self-esteem that they actually realize they are extroverted, they've just been hiding because they are extremely afraid of people looking at them because they have self-esteem issues rather than it being the fact that they're an introvert or something like that. So just making that note now, the difference between an extrovert and an introvert doesn't have to do with confidence levels. So a lot of people think that an extrovert is just someone who's really confident and someone who's an introvert is someone who's not that confident or might not be very good at speaking to other people. And those are just skills that you can develop and that doesn't really have to do with if you're introverted or if you're extroverted. So with all that said, I'm going to give you a brief summary of what an extrovert is. So if you don't tick all the boxes, that's totally fine. This is like a generalization of how extroverted people usually are. They are people who thrive on engaging with their environment and feed off of the responses of events and people around them. Extroverts constantly seek out things to do and tend to rely on their outer world for validation. Being with others is so important to them that they can find it difficult to spend time alone. When an extrovert has a good level of self-esteem, then they love being the center of attention. Their liveliness and outgoing energy can be contagious. So that is an extrovert. And now a brief generalization and summary of an introvert would be they tend to be reserved, introspective, and enjoy their focused alone time, which leads to deeper insights. Introverts tend to be more sensitive to their environments. They listen to others carefully when they're not feeling stressed out and anxious in their environment. So when they're in an environment where they can feel relaxed and calm, they will listen very carefully and well to others. They pick up on cues more quickly, making them great at reading situations. Too much noise, motion, lighting around them and in their environment is unsettling and can drain their energy. Introverts find strength in creating their own space. Now, I also have a list of differences and the contrast between introverts and extroverts. So if from listening to that brief summary, you're still not sure which one you are, I will give you some more examples now. So an introvert tends to gain energy from spending time alone, whereas an extrovert will gain energy in social situations and being around other people. So you'll need to ask yourself, where do you gain your energy? If you need to recharge, are you like, I need to recharge, I need to go home, I need to be in my room, I need some space? Or do you recharge by going out and being social and spending time with other people? Too much energy around other people exhausts introverts. And too much time alone will exhaust an extrovert. Two key differences that are very different. Here's the contrast between extroverts and introverts. I'm going to list a few more. So an introvert will usually think before speaking, whereas extroverts tend to speak before thinking. Introverts prefer to work independently. Extroverts tend to thrive in team-oriented work settings. Introverts cherish one-on-one time with people, and extroverts cherish spending time with groups of people in social situations. Introverts take longer to adapt to all changes in general. Extroverts adapt quickly and more easily. Introverts draw their energy from within. Extroverts draw their energy from their external world or from others. Introverts do not enjoy small talk so much. Extroverts, small talk is fine with them. They love saying hi to the guy at the dairy. They love saying hi to the person on the street, talking about the weather, talking about whatever. They love it. Get it out. Talk, 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 blah, blah, blah. Introverts are like, don't talk to me unless you're telling me about your life purpose and what all your traumas are from your childhood and how you're going to, you know, and how you're going to move forward with your life. I only want to talk about something deep. That is a very generalization of the two, but you can see which one you might lean a little bit more towards. And be honest with yourself about this as well. There's no better or worse. Introverts and extroverts are both totally fucking cool people. So the other two examples I have is introverts tend to solve problems in their head and their mind, and they're very good at that. And extroverts, when they have a problem, they love solving it by speaking out loud and getting it out there. Introverts love calming environments, and extroverts are okay with stimulating environments. So that is your overall example of what an introvert is and what an extrovert is. And some people can be way more on the extreme side of an introvert. They'll be a classic introvert, and so it might be a classic extrovert and will be on the opposite end of the introvert. But you can also get people who float slightly more in the middle, and that doesn't mean that they're both. Everyone is always one or the other, but sometimes you can be a little bit more in that middle ground than the entire extreme of an introvert or the entire extreme of an extrovert. And we call this an extroverted introvert or an introverted extrovert. So at your core, you might be way more of an extrovert, but you have a lot of introverted tendencies, or you may be an introvert at heart, but you have a lot more extroverted tendencies. So you might be an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert. So those are things that you can take into consideration as well. So if someone asks you next time, are you an introvert or an extrovert, you won't say, I don't know. You'll say, I know, because I listened to Aurel Hugg's podcast on introverts versus extroverts. And you'll be able to tell, and it helps you discover and learn a little bit more about yourself and then also other people as well. So you might be dating someone who's the opposite of you, and then you can be like, ah, that's why they freaking always want their alone time. It's not because they don't love me. It's because they're an introvert and I'm an extrovert, and I'm over here like, hey, what's up? What's happening? And they're like, oh my God, I just need some alone time. And you're all like, oh, I'm feeling unloved. This sucks, right? So it helps you understand a bit more about yourself and about other people and your family and your friends. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it gave you some insight, and I will see you guys on the next episode. I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing week ahead of you. Bye.